Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, in one verse.
Sadhu Mataji. Hare Krishna. Sadhu Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Warps 5.
第十节.
5. 第五十节.
Woo.
Yeah, yes.
Woo.
是的, 我.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, verse 5. Klesho dikkaratastesham avyakta sakvichetasam avyaktahi gatir dukam deva vadvir avapya. Klesho dikkaratastesham avyakta sakvichetasam avyaktahi gatir dukam deva vadvir avapya. Klesho dikkaratastesham avyakta sakta petasam avyakta hi gatir dukam eva vadvir avapyate. Any one of you or a few of you do it?
Klesho dikata rastesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukam deha vadvir avapyate.
Jai, very good. How?
Thank you, Maya.
Someone else?
Sadhu Mataji. 让您连读呢。Satyamadhi,
Hare Krishna.
The words.
读一文和要领吗？
连读，不是读这个梵文。
Klesho dika taraste taraste sam avyakta satta chetasam avyakta higatir dukham dehava vabir avapyate.
Words. Klesha.
Klesha.
Trouble.
困难
Dikatara. Very much.
Adika. 非常
Klesha. Of them.
他们的
avyakta to the unmanifest
不展示的
asakta attached
依附
chetasam of those whose minds
那些心意如何的人
Avyakta for the unmanifested
不展示的
He certainly
肯定的
Gati progress
进步
You come with trouble.
麻烦的
They have to be by the embodied.
体困的
Apyate. Is achieved.
取得
Translation. Whose minds are attached to the unmanifested impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
译文：心意执着于至尊者不展示的非人格特征的人，要想进步，困难重重。对于那些体困的灵魂来说，要在这种休息中取得进步总是很困难的。
Okay, now here Prabhupada has a very thorough purport really explaining this a lot, so we'll go over that.
This is 要旨非常详细的，我们就具体看一下。
The purport, the transcendentalist who follow the path of inconceivable, unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Lord are called Jnana Yogis, and persons who are in full Krishna consciousness, engaged in devotional service to the Lord are called Bhakti Yogis. Now here the difference between Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga is definitely expressed.
要旨遵循至尊主不可思议的未展示的非人格性道路的超然主义者叫做思辨瑜伽师 Jnana Yogi 而在完全的 Krishna 知觉中为主做奉爱服务的人称为奉爱瑜伽师 Bhakti Yogi 思辨瑜伽和奉爱瑜伽的区别在这里有明确的表述
the process of Jnana Yoga, although ultimately bringing one to the same goal, is very troublesome. Whereas the path of Bhakti Yoga, the process of being in direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is easier and natural for the embodied.
思辨瑜伽的途径虽然最终也能导人至同一目标，却是非常麻烦的。而奉爱瑜伽之徒是对至尊人格神手的直接服务，所以对体困的灵魂来说更为容易，而且自自然然。
The individual soul is embodied since time immemorial. It is very difficult for him to simply theoretically understand that he is not the body. Therefore, the Bhakti Yoga accepts the deity of Krishna as worshipable because there is some bodily conception fixed in the mind, which can thus be applied. Of course, worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with in his form in the temple is not idol worship.
从恒古以来，个体灵魂就为躯体所困，人们很难在理论上明白自己不是这具躯体，因此奉爱瑜伽师崇拜 Krishna 的神像，因为心意里固有的一些躯体化概念，可以这样施以应用。当然，在神庙里崇拜至尊人格神手的形体，并非偶像崇拜。
China, they maybe don't have this idea of idol worship.
在中国并没有偶像崇拜，在中国很少听到有所谓的偶像崇拜这件事情。
Because the Buddhist temples, they always have the deities. They have some understanding.
因为在中国的佛庙里总是供着佛的佛像，所以人们对此都有理解了。But
in the Christian, the Jewish, and the Muslim, they have a whole thing. You can't worship anything. That only, you know, they don't know what God looks like, and you can't imagine. And you know, it means just like people worship their dog, or they worship a movie star or something. So they criticize deity worship like that.
在西方国家，基督教、犹太教和伊斯兰教，他们都禁止崇拜偶像，因为很难，神的形象。 是不能够去猜想的。人们，有的人他们崇拜狗狗或者是明星，把这些来作为崇拜的对象，所以偶像崇拜在西方国家是遭到批判的。So,
anyway, there is evidence in the Vedic literature that worship may be saguna or nirguna. Of the supreme possessing or not possessing attributes. Worship of the deity in the temple is saguna worship, for the Lord is represented by material qualities. But the form of the Lord represented by material qualities such as stone, wood, or oil paint is not actually material. That is the absolute nature of the Supreme Lord.
伟达典籍中有明证对至尊的崇拜可以是具有特征的萨古纳或不具特征的尼尔古纳。崇拜神庙中的神像是具有特征的萨古纳崇拜，因为主以物质属性代表自己，但主的形体纵使由石头、木材、油材等物质代表，实际上却不是物质的。这就是至尊主的绝对本性。
So all of these things, they're all Krishna's energy. So in that sense, they're not different. So, but it's not like you just take any stone or any statue and then worship that. In material world, they have so many statues in the parks or some military hero or some scholar. but that's just a statue.
Krishna 的能量和 Krishna 没有区别，但是依然不能拿来任何一个形象或任何一个雕塑就来崇拜，就像在公园里啊，随处可见那些雕刻品，或者是有那些战斗英雄，或者是那些学术大家的他们的雕塑，这个是不能随便拿来的，咱拿来就崇拜。
So it represents, you know, whoever the statue is, but it's not, it's different. It's just, it's not the same person.
无论就上述的这些雕像，他们是代表的是谁，但是这些雕像和那人，和那些人本人是不一样的。
But when it's Krishna, the deity that's made according to the scriptural instructions, that is Krishna. And, you know, very advanced devotees, they can talk to the deity will talk back to them. We understand this is Krishna.
然而 ,Krishna 的神像是按照经典所雕刻出来的。他就是 Krishna。进步的奉献者可以跟神像谈话，神像也可以回答奉献者的问题。
Okay, so that's the difference. So these impersonalists, they don't have the idea that God is a person or has any kind of a form. They're just trying to imagine some nothingness or some...inconceivable, so it's very, very difficult. That's what Krishna says. How can you meditate on something that you don't know what it is?
非人格主义者呢，他们脑子里没有人神的人格形象，这是很难以想象的，是不可思议的。是非常困难的，你怎么能去冥想一个你都不知道的一个人呢？
So they'll tell you, think of nothing, or think of a beautiful lake and the mountains, and, you know, but that's something. It's just something to occupy your mind. It's not anything spiritual. So it's very, very difficult.
他们告诉教导人们，你可以冥想一座美丽的湖泊或者是山脉，但是这也是一个具体的形象，它能占据人的脑海。
Okay. So let's go to our next example. A crude example may be given here.We may find some mailboxes on the street, and if we put our letter in these boxes, they will go where they're supposed to go without any difficulty.
这里可举一个粗略的例子，我们可以在街上发现一些邮筒，如果把信投进去，信就会毫困难地送到目的地。
So, do they have the mailbox like that in China? You must have.
Previously, they used the mailbox, but nowadays, I don't know. But in big city, no one uses the mailbox anymore because they are express very.
Everybody uses email now, right?
Yeah.
They still have post office, though, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think anywhere now that people don't send real letters very much. They just use email. But anyway, this, at the time of this writing, it was very common in America. We find boxes everywhere. So it's an official box from the post office. So if you put your package in there, the post office will come and pick it up and take care of it.
那在以前呢, 人们会把写封信, 然后把这封信呢, 投到邮局, 设在大街上的邮筒里, 然后这个信呢, 就会没有困难地 送达目的地, 接信人手中。
Okay. But any old box or an imitation that we may find, which is not authorized, that won't work. Like if you just put out a box and write on it, the post office, nobody will, it will never get where you want it to go.
但任何废弃的邮筒或仿制的未经邮局许可的邮筒却不能奏效。比如说, 要是我们自己自制一个箱子,然后放在邮局边上, 没有一个人会把他的信投在我们自制的箱子里。
Similarly, God has an authorized representation in the deity form, so-called, which is called Archa Vigraha. This Archa Vigraha is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. God will accept service through that form.
同样，神像是主授权接受崇拜的形象 Archa Vigraha。 这种授权的代表是至尊主的化身。 神通过那形体接受服务。
So, well, just like in China, the Buddhist temples, they all have Buddha, and sometimes they have three different Buddhas. And they're all similar, but they're not exactly the same, but we always know this is Buddha.
在中国呢,佛庙就随处可见。 在佛庙里一般崇拜着三尊佛像，他们看上去一样，但实际上呢，不完全一样。
Or pictures of Buddha. There's a lot of variety, you know, in look, but we always know this is Buddha.
或者是他们就供着佛祖的不同的照片，或者是图片。 虽然千差万别，但是我们一眼就能认出来啊，这就是佛。Same
thing with Krishna. You know, we can look in hundreds of pictures of Krishna. They're not exactly the same, but we know this is Krishna. Something about we know Krishna. Just like any person, right? You see me one day, I might look one way, the next day I look different.
同样。 Krishna的图片呢，也是有千千万万张。他们虽然有一点差别，但是人们一眼就能认出来啊，这是 Krishna.
So the Lord is omnipotent, all powerful. Therefore, by His incarnation as Archa Vigraha, He can accept the services of the devotee, just to make it convenient for the man and
condition mind.
So that's Krishna's mercy, actually. We can serve him personally like that. Because the spiritual form of Krishna, we have gross senses. We can't perceive it. We can't see it. But Krishna takes this apparently material, but it's not material. It's spiritual.
以蝙蝠奉献者可以为他从事亲身的服务。这些 Murti 他们是灵性的。 是非就是粗糙的感官，虽然看不见它，但是却能觉察到它的临在。它们不是物质的，虽然看上去物质的。
So there's many forms of Jagannath, Sitaram, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Raha, Nrisimha, all of them, but these are authorized forms that are described in scripture. And then the deity is made according to the description.
有主 Jagannath 神像，有 Sitarama 神像，有 Krishna 的，是 Chaitanya 的神像，有 Varaha、Nrisimha 神像，林林总总都是被授权了的，他们是按照经典制造出来的。
Then you have to install the deity. You have to ask Krishna, please come.
We 把神像设立起来之后呢，还要邀请 Krishna 啊 ，Krishna 请来吧。
But then there is like Govardhan Shila and Shalagram Shila. Those are always Krishna, but they don't look like Krishna. But it is Krishna. When we see, we know this is Krishna.
除此之外，还有 Govardhan Shila， 还有 Shalagram Shila。虽然呢，他们看上去不像 Krishna， 但是我们知道这就是 Krishna。
That is an American. You can just go out in the street or the beach, just pick up any stone and say, okay, this is Krishna, this is Rama. No. Imaginary, we can do that, but it's not really Krishna.
我们可能去海边随便 捡一块石头，然后就告诉人说，啊，这是 Krishna, 这是 Rama. 不是这样子的。
So, for a devotee, there's no difficulty, next paragraph. So, devotee, there's no difficulty in approaching the Supreme immediately and directly. But for those who are following the impersonalist way to spiritualization, the path is difficult. They have to understand the unmanifested representation of the Supreme through such Vedic literature as the Upanishad. They have to learn the language, understand the non-perceptual feelings, and realize all these processes.
因此，对于奉献者，迅速直接的接近至尊毫不困难。但那些循着非人格途径去获得灵性觉悟的人，则是道路遥远，困难重重。他们必须通过《乌帕尼沙的奥义书》这样的伟大经典。去理解至尊者未展示的代表，要学习特定的语言，理解非感性的感受，而且要体悟这些过程。
So that's very difficult to learn a language and understand things that you can't see and nobody knows what they look like. It's very difficult. This is not easy for the common man. A person in Krishna consciousness engaged in devotional service simply by the guidance of the spiritual, modified spiritual master, simply by offering regulative obeisances to the deity and hearing the glories of the Lord and eating remnants of food, prasadam, realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very easily.
而在 Krishna 之觉中的人，只要做奉爱服务，只需由真正灵性导师引导，只需向神像做规定的顶拜，只需聆听主的荣耀，只需持供奉给主的灵粮，便能轻而易举地觉悟至尊人格神手。
So that's the thing, regular practice, these are very simple things, but then gradually we understand them more and more because Krishna reciprocates. Especially by, of course, taking guidance of the spiritual master, worshiping the deity and hearing the Bhagavatam, hearing the Bhagavad Gita is very important.
所以这些都是非常简易的规范修行，逐渐去实践就能理解。Krishna, Krishna 也会给奉献者相应的回应，最好是在灵性导师的指导之下去做服务。
These things are not complicated, you know, hearing Krishna Lila, taking prasadam, offering food to Krishna, chanting for the deity, that's not a complicated thing. Anyone can learn very quickly to do this.
在聆听导师指导之下呢，学习圣典薄伽伐梵，薄伽梵歌，这很重要。这些事情并不复杂，只要去聆听Krishna，消时光，荣耀菩萨等，供奉食物，唱诵圣名，崇拜神像。
So, but the thing is to just do it regularly and don't eat other things. Don't, you know, go to movies all the time and get it. Don't mix up. Just concentrate on Krishna. You know, we have to work. We have to be with, you know, maybe not Krishna activities for our work and our family, but otherwise, you know, we don't use entertainment otherwise. Then we get purified very quickly.
但是上述的活动呢，应该有规律的去做，还要不要随便吃别人做的食物，不要去看电影，要把心意专注于 Krishna。 虽然我们要从事非 Krishna 之觉的活动，比如去上班呐，以养家糊口，但是除此之外，不要。
去做那些无意义的娱乐活动，这样一来就能逐渐的获得净化。There is no doubt that the impersonalists are unnecessarily taking a troublesome path with the risk of not realizing the absolute truth at the ultimate end. But the personalist, without any risk, trouble, or difficulty, approaches the Supreme Personality directly.
毫无疑问，非人格主义者不必要地走上那条艰难之路，而且还冒着最终可能觉悟不到绝对真理之险。但是人格主义者没有任何艰难险阻，直接接近至尊者。
A similar passage appears in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is stated there that if one ultimately has to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this surrendering process is called bhakti, but instead takes the trouble to understand what is Brahman and what is not Brahman and spends his whole life in that way. It's simply troublesome.
圣典薄伽伐梵有段类似的话，如果一个人最终必须皈依至尊人格神首。 这皈依过程称为 bhakti 奉爱。倘若人自寻烦恼的了解什么是饭，什么不是饭，这样了却一生，其结果只是令人苦恼。Therefore,
it is advised here that one should not take up this troublesome path of self-realization, because there's uncertainty in the ultimate result.
因此，这里劝教世人不要走这条不满荆棘的自我觉悟之途，因为最终的结果难以确定。And
we find these explained many, many times by Lord Chaitanya and by Srimad Bhagavatam. You don't know what's going to come out of it, this kind of, you know, because they could end up just falling into materialistic life, or maybe going to a heavenly planet, getting bewildered, because there's nothing that they know exactly what they're doing.
圣主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和圣典薄伽伐梵都解释了这一点。 因为循着这条道路不知道最终会去哪里，也可能在存回物质生活当中或者是上天堂。因为他们在困惑当中做这些事情，所以他们就不知所终。
Okay. A living entity is eternally an individual soul, and if he wants to merge into the spiritual whole, he may accomplish this realization of the eternal and knowledgeable aspects of his original nature, but the physical portion is not realized.
生物永远是个体灵魂，如果他想融入整体灵性整体中，或许能成功觉悟到本性中的永恒和知识这两方面，但觉悟不到极乐的部分。
And that's with chanting the holy name of Krishna and worshiping, you know, we understand blissful nature very quickly. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. They get the Sat and Chit, but they don't get the Ananda because they don't have the Vigraha. They know eternal, they know a lot of things, but they don't know Krishna. They don't know the blissful nature of serving Krishna.
他们最终可能会觉悟到 Sat-Chit 的特征，就永恒，他们也会得到很多知识，但是因为他们没有 Vigraha, 所以他们没有觉悟不到极乐的这个方面。
By the grace of some devotee, such a transcendentalist, such highly learned in the process of Jnana Yoga, may come to the point of bhakti or devotional service.
这样的超然主义者在思辨瑜伽方面已极有学识，由于某位奉献者的仁慈，可能达到奉爱瑜伽、奉爱服务的境地。
At that time, long practice in impersonalism also becomes a source of trouble because they have very difficult to give up.
即使到了那时，长期非人格方面的修炼也会成为烦恼的根源，因为人无法放弃那个念头。
So that's the difficulty that they may meet a devotee, but they have trouble giving up this impersonal meditation, then they can't really enter into bhakti fully. But by the mercy of devotee, they can.
他们可能会遇到奉献者，但是却无法放弃他们非人格的冥想，从而进入到bhakti当中。但是由于奉献者的仁慈，最终可能这是可以的，也是可以的。
All right, so that's everybody needs the mercy of a devotee. Many of us, you know, we're doing some kind of impersonal kind of meditation, but we were rescued. But most of us are like really, really into it because it's so difficult to really concentrate on.Meditating on nothing. Meditating on something that nobody knows what it is.
我们是由于奉献者的仁慈，就从而从非人格的冥想当中被救赎出来了。否则话，有的人他们一门心思的就专注于这个非人格的冥想当中，就很难走出来，因为你没办法冥想一个什么什么。什么都不是的。
Okay, if we have any more. Every living soul is partially independent, and one should know for certain that his unmanifested realization is against the nature of his spiritual blissful self. One should not pick up this process.
对于起困的灵魂，这未展示的存在，无论在修炼时还是觉悟时，都是一个困扰。每个活跃的灵魂都是独立的，人人都应该清楚知道，这种对于未展示的觉悟有违极乐的灵性自我的本性，切莫走上这条道路。
For every individual living entity, the process of Krishna consciousness, which entails full devotional engagement and devotional service, is the best way. If one wants to ignore this devotional service, there's danger of turning to atheism, thinking that there's no God, thinking that, you know, we can do whatever we want.
对每个生物来说，使人全然从事奉爱服务的奉Krishna之觉之徒是最佳途径。人若忽视这种奉爱服务，必有转向无神论的危险。意思就是说，他就不相信有神的存在，认为可以为所欲为的。
The atheists, they say there's no God, but really they think I am God, you know, because they think I'm powerful, I can do whatever I want. Nobody can tell me what to do. So they don't like to think that there's God or there's any kind of authority or anything.
那些无神论者，他们不相信有神，实际上呢，他们觉得自己就是神。
他们觉得自己很有力量，没人可以对他们指手画脚的，他们也不希望有任何权威。That's the process of centering attention on the unmanifested, the inconceivable, which is beyond the approach of the senses. As already expressed in this verse, should never be encouraged at any time, especially in this age. It is not advised by Krishna.
对每个生物来说，使人全然从事奉爱服务的Krishna之觉之徒是最佳途径。人若忽视这种奉爱服务，必有转向无神论的危险。因此，凝神于超出感官之外的未展示和不可思议的途径。 正如本师节表明的，在任何时候都不可鼓励，特别是在这个年代，这不是主 Krishna 所提倡的。Okay,
so that's the end. We covered everything. Very, very important report.
So这个要旨就结束在这里。
So let's see if we have any questions.
Yes, Maharaj, there's a question from Rajendra. 感谢 Maharaj.
Okay.
感谢主持。 如果一个人没有接触过奉爱瑜伽或者奉献者, 或者奉献者走这条非人格修习道路是否有帮助? Thank you, Maharaj. If somebody hasn't any contact with Bhakti Yoga or devotee, is it helpful for them to step on this path of impersonalism?
Can you repeat that?
So if somebody hasn't associated with Bhakti Yoga or a devotee, is it helpful for them to practice this impersonalism. 走这条非人格修习道路。
That's what we're saying here that, no, it's just very dangerous to get really caught up.
不是的。就像刚才所说的。
You get taken away. That's why we want to preach a lot and attract people.
刚才是说了，这是非常危险的，因为很容易就被卷在里头，陷在里头，不能自拔。他们很容易就受到困惑了，而且被带走了。所以我们需要去传教，所以需要去吸引这些人。
So, never recommended it. That's why devotees can't just sit back and let everybody get misled. There's so many cheating people offering so many different kinds of meditation and realization, but without Krishna. So, we have to really dedicate ourselves to finding people and giving them Krishna consciousness.
奉献者就不能坐视不管，任由那些人去教导人们这些冥想，这些骗人的冥想，奉献者们应该去找这些人，给他们 Krishna 知觉。
Alright.
这个满意吗？
So we should always think that it's because we're not preaching enough that, you know, people are getting misled like this. And we have to really work at it as hard as all the demons work at spreading all their different things.
我们应该这么想，就是由于奉献者他们的传教还不够，所以人们就受到误导了。所以我们应该努力的工作，就像这些恶魔们他们特别努力一样。
Okay.
The next one is from Rajendra. 本师节告诫不可走这条困难重重的道路，在中国大多数修习者都在这条道路，为什么他们舍易求难呢？向他们传播 Krishna 之觉难度贼大，头脑太硬，无欲武则刚，不知如何服务他们。好吃的 prasada 是个方法吗？好听的音乐可不可以呢？讨论哲学还是免了吧。哦，嗯。So this verse has told people.
Anything else?
Yeah. The next part is the question is also from Rajendra Prabhu.
Okay.
Although it's very difficult to step on this path, but in China, most practitioners, they are practicing this path. Why?Is it that they give up the easy way and take up the difficult path?
Because they don't know.
因为他们不知道。
They don't think it's difficult because they're doing it whimsically. So they're not really following a real strict path of impersonal meditation where you have to be...following all principles and very, very austere and all these things. They're not really doing that. They're just meditating a little bit every day and then doing whatever they want. Where bhakti yoga, they have to surrender and they don't want to give up their false ego.
他们不觉得难，因为他们是异想天开的在做事情，他们并不是严格的追随那些非人格主义的道路。非人格主义的道路严格做起来呢，也要遵守种种的规范原则，也要从事大量的苦行。而这些人呢，他们只是冥想，做一点点冥想，然后之后呢就为所欲为，想做什么做什么。而八地之徒呢，要求一个人需要臣服，但是他们还有假我，他们很难臣服。So the next part of the question is that it's very difficult to preach to them because they are hard-hearted, they are very stubborn, and they don't have any desire, so therefore they are very hard. I don't know how to serve them. Is it to serve them prasadam? Nice music?
Yeah, that's about all we can do with many people. If you preach to them, they'll just argue because their mind's so polluted. They need to get purified. So by kirtan and prasadam, that's recommended. That's why we want to have lots of kirtan festival and nice prasadam. And then people get purified. Maybe they'll take a book. When they read the book, they can hear it properly about Krishna.
因为他们的心灵吧已经被严重的污染了，所以需要大量的 kirtan 还有好吃的 prasadam 来净化。所以因此我们要举行大量的 kirtan 音乐节，并且派发 prasadam， 他们就能够逐渐得到净化。也许在这些节日上呢，他们可以得到一本书，然后翻开书开始读，就能正确的来聆听了。
Yeah, there's some people that we can only just pray for them. You know, no use trying to talk to them or anything. They reject everything. So we shouldn't waste our time. We should be looking for people who are willing to.Listen, because there's many really nice people that are ready to hear. And many times the devotees waste their time trying to argue with people that are just completely in the dark. You know?
有的人呢能做到的只是为他们祈祷，别的也没办法了。因为他们就是拒绝一切。你要奉献者不应该浪费时间跟这些人争论，而应该去找那些愿意听聆听的人。有很多很好的人，他们已经准备好了。我们不应该浪费时间跟那些头脑顽固的人争论，跟他们处在黑暗当中。
So it's an offense to preach to the unfaithful. So if we see somebody is just really against everything we ask them, don't talk to them, pray for them.Hopefully you can give them
有一项冒犯，就是对一个毫无信念的人去传教，因为他们反对一切，我们做的只能是为他们祈祷，不要跟他们说话。好，那我们看一下还有下一个问题。下一个问题来自于 PPLU， 顶拜敬爱的咕噜，有时有的奉献者对其他无关的人很仁慈，对身边的奉献者却很苛刻，这是为什么呢？ Obeisance to you, dear guru.Sometimes some devotees are very kind to irrelevant person, but very strict and harsh to devotee around them. What's the reason for that?
Well, usually devotee that's not acting nice to other devotees, he's not happy. He's maybe not practicing himself very seriously and he's trying to blame other devotees for his trouble instead of realizing it's my problem.
Can
you repeat the question?
The question is that sometimes some devotee are very very strict, very harsh, not very kind to devotee around them. Instead, they are very kind to other persons who has nothing to do with them, who has no relationship with them. They are very kind.
Again, the whole thing is not so clear.
I think that just like a family, when return back to the home, he is very speak harsh words or very not kind to family members. Instead, this person is very kind to other who are not family members. So the question is that some devotees, they are not very very polite to devotees around them. Instead, they are very kind, very polite to others. So this devotee asks, why is it that they are doing like that?
Well, it's due to lack of spiritual realization, ultimately. So, familiar with our friends and devotees, so sometimes we're not so careful how we act. Familiarity breeds contempt, and we think so. That's why we're talking about devotee care. We have to care about devotees, we have to have loving relationships.
Because 所以呢, 跟他们交往的时候就不是很小心说话做事情, 并且呢, 也有轻蔑的心理, 所以我们应该推广关爱奉献者的项目, 应该跟奉献者建立爱的关系。
So we need to love devotees, we need to want to care and serve devotees, but sometimes we think devotees should be serving me. Non-devotees are people we don't know, non-family members. We don't expect anything from them. But from the devotees, we might be thinking, they should be taking care of me, they should be serving me. Then we get angry because we should be serving them.
We should love the volunteer, care for the volunteer, serve the volunteer. Sometimes, 我们觉得奉献者应该服务我。 但是呢，对于奉献者呢，我们反而觉得他们反过来应该是照顾我的，服务我。但实际上呢，应该反过来，就是我们应该关心奉献者，服务奉献者。
Okay.
嗯，这个问题就回答到这儿。我们看下个问题。嗯，这个是一个，下个问题是来自于 Radha Nanda。Hare Krishna， 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Deva、
okay.
圣。圣恩帕布帕德警示到远离人类文明，降低躯体舒适度。现实生活中如何运用这些训示呢？请求 Guru Deva 的明示。So Radha Nanda asked the question that Srila Prabhupada said we should keep a distance from human culture. And to reduce the comfort of the body. So in our practical life, how should we apply this instruction of Srila Prabhupada?
No, we should be comfortable but not luxurious. There's a misunderstanding that Prabhupada said.
我们应该是舒适，但是不应该奢华。所以您对于帕帕德的话是有误解的。
We shouldn't just be thinking only how to make my body comfortable, you know, how I'll get a new bed, how I'll get new dish shoes, how I'll, you know, get this and that. Then we will never think of Krishna. We could just get the basic needs so that we're not struggling.And suffering, then we can concentrate on devotions.
就是我们不应该一门心思就只想着怎么舒适，怎么换一张舒服的床，或者是换一双舒适的鞋子，这个那个的，就是从而就忘记了 Krishna。我们是应该满足最基本的需求的，从而。不应该为我们的生活在那里挣扎，在那里受苦。
So we don't want to be too austere so that we're suffering, but we don't want to try to, you know, like the, all the advertisements are so much for luxury, get a luxury car, a luxury apartment, luxury bed, luxury furniture, and then.Too much luxury, then we can't have any tapas in it. So it's a balance. But we shouldn't be just trying to suffer, trying to be, you know, have no heat in the winter or something. No, we should be comfortable so that we can execute devotional service.
就是说我们不能走极端，不应该太过于苦行，在那里一味着就受苦，这也不好。但同时呢，也不应该去受到这些广告的诱惑呀，去买豪车、豪宅、豪华的床、家具。在苦行和那个奢华方面呢，要做到平衡。我们也不应该就是受苦到就是没吃没喝的。我们应该让这个身体感到舒适，从而从事服务。
Okay.
好，这回答你满意吗？我们看下一个问题。The next one from Krishna 的仆人的仆人，顶拜 Guru 能否解释一下圣明的人格性，以便帮助我们提高念诵质量 ？The next question is from the servant of the servant of Krishna, a business guru. Can you explain?The personality of the holy name so that we can enhance our quality of chanting.
Well, the holy name is Krishna. So you want to know about Krishna, read the Bhagavad Gita, read the Krishna book. That's how we get to know the holy name better, by knowing who is Krishna.
圣名就是Krishna, 如果想了解 Krishna, 要阅读佛家梵歌, Krishna 快乐的泉源, 这样就能够更好地了解圣名, 因为圣名就是Krishna。
Okay.
Next one. Next one is from Heart. No more. No more question, Maharaj.
Okay. Very good. Thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
So remember, try to serve devotees. Think of how to help devotees, neophyte, even other devotees, help them in their Krishna consciousness. And then Krishna will reveal himself to you more and more. It's only because of devotees that we know about Krishna and that we are able to serve Krishna, because we need association. So we should appreciate devotees, not look for fault in devotees. It's a big problem. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna.